Good morning, Kyle.
Let's...
You know what? I think I need one of those recliners.
Yes, we all do. We deserve it.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm so stuffed up that I really needed to, like, sleep almost in a vertical.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have had the same recliner, and I've had it, I'm going on 30 years, I think, and it's time. I was just telling my wife, time to go see Aaron McGregor.
Yep.
So, hey, what's going on with the United Way as far as campaign totals are concerned?
Sure. So we are at $370,069. So we are at 41% of our $900,000 goal. And now is the time where I start calculating and counting how many weeks we have left in the campaign, because it always goes by so quickly. It's hard to believe we have 8 weeks left in our campaign, which means we still need to raise $529,930.
Okay, you laugh, but that's kind of a nervous laugh. What are you okay?
It's funny that you say that, because even my staff recognized the difference between a you know, funny laugh and a nervous laugh. Yeah, that's a little bit of a nervous laugh. But there's still plenty of time for people to donate. We just did a second round of letters, so as a reminder to those that support us. And so you can turn those in at our office. We're located inside the MAC at 709 South Center Street. Or you can mail them in. You can also go to our website and donate there, UnitedWayMarshalltown.org. A donate button in the upper corner of your screen. And we even have Venmo, and we have PayPal. So a lot of different ways that people can donate. Also, other ways that people can just help support us is attending even some of our events. So we have an awesome event coming up at La Coretta called Taco Tuesday for a Cause, and that is on the 18th of November. And Alfonso is such an amazing person. He is donating back 10% of those sales. So we're hoping to just pack the place all day long.
Yeah,
and Rachel and I will show up there. We'll be there during the busy lunch hour and supper hour time frames. We also have our second annual turkey trot coming up, which we're super excited about. So 5K, 10K, walk, run, and we have a kids mile. And we hired a professional timing company. So you don't have to drive. I know we have a lot of people drive into Des Moines for their turkey trot, so figured, you know what, that'll just take out on drive time and parking and all that. And so less time away and more time to be here in town.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Okay, the turkey trot is coming up. When again, and how do I get signed up?
Well, you can go to our website and get signed up under our events button. You would hover over that and it'll give you a turkey trot. And it's on Thanksgiving Day, which is the 27th, and we start at Grimes Farm. We'll open registration around 7:30, and then the official run will start at 8 a.m. So if you're running the whole distance, it's from Grimes Farm down to, like, the south, the softball diamonds, and then that's your turnaround. We have markers everywhere. So, and Kyle, I know you're a morning person.
I am, yes.
We need to be there around 5 a.m. to start setting up for this. So if you want to volunteer, we would love any volunteers that want to come help us out and put out signs and stuff. So consider that, Kyle, for your Thanksgiving morning.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, I will be thawing a turkey with a hairdryer right about then, so probably not. Sorry.
All right, well, it's okay. I think maybe Zach's maybe going to help.
Wow, so. He's giving me a thumbs up. So, yeah.
Yep.
He'll be there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hey, kiddo, it's good to get you back on the radio.
And
we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow for bonus time, okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks.